Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, everybody. We thank God this morning for waking us up and allowing us to see this new day, the day that the Lord has made. And we are rejoicing. We are glad to be in this day. It is a new day, the day that no one else has been in this day but our God. No one knows what today holds but our God, the creator of heaven and earth, the one who created us, who is our maker, in whom we live and move and have our being. Without him, we can do nothing. And today is Friday. It's Friday, July the 10th. And we are so excited with each and every one of you right here at this hour of power, of prayer, praise, and deliverance. And this circle of friends. So we are very excited with what God is doing. And he is our creator. He is our maker. He is a friend that sticks closer than a brother. So this morning, we are so excited with what God is doing. We're going to start our morning a prayer. Hallelujah. We say good morning to you, Holy Spirit. Good morning to you, Father God. Good morning to you, Lord Jesus. God, three in one, we thank you for allowing us to see this new day, for giving us another privilege to call unto you this morning. So, Father, we just lift up our eyes this morning unto the hills. We lift up our eyes unto the mountains, from where comes our help. Our help comes from the Lord. It comes from you, Father, the maker of heaven and earth. Thank you, Father God, for being our God and protecting us, the one who keeps Israel, who neither slumber nor sleep. We thank you this morning. We join your servant David, as he states in Psalm 91, that he that dwells in the secret place of the Most High God shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. So this morning, Father, we dwell under the secret place of the Most High, and we abide under the shadow of the Almighty. And we say, Father God, this morning, we say unto you, Lord, you are our refuge, you are our fortress, you are our God in whom we trust. We trust you, Father God. Some trust in chariots, some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God, for the name of the Lord is our strong tower. And when we run to you, Father, we are safe. We thank you, Father God, for safety, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We know, Father, if you are before us, who can be against us? Who can fight us and win if you are on our side? We are more than conquerors, for greater is you who is in us than he who is in the world. We thank you, Father, for we are victorious in you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we are victors in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, yes, for you fight all our battles, Lord. You are our defender. You are our shield. You are our protector. You are our deliverer, Lord. You are our healer. We thank you, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for you are a God who hears prayer. Not only do you hear, but you are a God who answers prayer. So this morning, Father God, we thank you and we pray, Lord, that have mercy on us, O God, according to your unfailing love, according to your great compassion. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray, Father God, that you blot out, you wash away all our transgressions, wash away all our iniquities, Lord, and cleanse us, Father, and cleanse us, forgive us of all our sins, all our transgressions, whatever we have done, Father, sinning against you, anything that is not pleasing to you, Father, what we have done intentionally or unintentionally, Lord, knowing or not knowing, by submission or by omission, Father, or any other missions, Lord, we pray that you forgive us, Lord, for you are a forgiving God. You are a merciful God. We pray, Lord, forgive us. We do not want the accuser of sins to point a finger and accuse us of anything. We do not want anything, Father, to hinder our prayers, our worship, our praise this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus, we do not want anything, Father, to make us not do what you have called us to do, Father, because we are ready. We are ready to fulfill all what you have lined up for us today. We are ready, Father, to receive all the blessings, all the anointing you have installed for us today in the name of Jesus. So we pray, Father God, that you cleanse us with your hyssop, wash us clean, Father, that we'll be whiter than snow, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that we'll be able to hear, yes, the joy of your salvation, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray, Father God, that you create in us, Father, a clean heart, a pure heart, Father, and renew a steadfast spirit within us, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, thank you, Lord, for not casting us away from your presence. Thank you, Father, for not taking your Holy Spirit away from us. We honor you, Father, this morning, and we thank you, Father God, for restoring us the joy of your salvation and granting us, giving us a willing heart, Father, a willing spirit to sustain us, Father, that we will be able to teach the transgressors your ways, Lord, that we will be able to teach the sinners your ways, that it could win them back to you, Father. So this morning, Father God, we pray for salvation for those who do not know you, Father, those who are lost, who are out there, who are bound by the evil spirits. Some are backsliders, some haven't even heard anything about you. So we pray, Father God, that you help us, Lord. Give us the wisdom, yes, to win souls for the kingdom. We call them forth, Father, from the north, from the south, from the east, from the west. Men and women, young and old, middle-aged, we call them forth, Father, that they come to know you, they get to know you. Draw them, Father, draw them unto you, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. For you said, come unto me, all you who are heavy laden, for I will give you rest. Some are carrying burdens, Father, that they can't carry anymore. Some are frustrated. Some are losing their mind, schizophrenic, and double personalities. And all these strongholds attacking their minds. We pray, Father God, that they get to know you as a deliverer. They get to experience experience you and know you as a healer, as a savior, as a burden lifter, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. We have, even in our families, Father, we have some family members that have backslidden. We have some family members that are out there still hardening their hearts. I pray, Father, that you soften their hearts, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, our family members who are represented in this circle of friends this morning, we call forth our family members, Father, to get to know you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, for you are a savior. Yes, in Jesus' name, and we thank you, Father, for restoring back the church. Yes, this sleeping giant, to wake up, do what you have called us to do, because our number one job is to win souls for the kingdom. So I thank you, Father God, for waking us up as a church, as a body of Christ, that we win souls for the kingdom. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray, Father, for every church, all the church leaders, Father, in the name of Jesus, all the Bible-believing, yes, church, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, the fivefold ministry, Lord, the apostles, the prophets, yes, the evangelists, the pastors, the teachers, even those in the ministry of helps, the administrators, Lord, I just pray in the mighty name of Jesus, because you have given them to us, Father, as gifts to the church, to the body of Christ. And Father God, you are a giver of good gifts. Yes, they are gifts you have given us, Father, for the furtherance of the gospel, for the work of the ministry, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray that you anoint them, Father. Give them your fresh anointing every day, Father, a tailored word for the moment, Father, wherever they are, and the people they are ministering, the people they are saving, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you, Father, and for the church, the body of Christ, to receive the word from you. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God. We continue to pray for our leaders, our national and international leaders, Father, including our local, yes, our local leaders and our state leaders. We pray, Father God, that you give them wisdom to make sound decisions, to do what is right, in the mighty name of Jesus. Because, Father, we know you commanded us and you taught us, you teach us in your word that we have to bring and pray for our leaders. Yes, to bring our petitions, our prayers, our intercession with thanksgiving, being made known unto you, Lord, so that we will be able to live peacefully, Lord, and be able to worship liberally, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. So we pray, Father, for our leaders that they do what is right. I just pray, Father God, that all, if they are doing anything that is not right, to be exposed, Father, that they come to repentance and turn away from evil doing and turn away from manipulating people, for abusing their authorities, Father, and do what is right. We do know, Father, you are the one who puts people in positions of leadership, and you are the one who removes them in the mighty name of Jesus. And we as a church, as a body of Christ, we pray for them, that you give them wisdom, Father, and that they work together as a team and use all the resources you provided, Father, all the areas of expertise, all the specialists they are and use them, Father, to gather knowledge and gather wisdom in the name of Jesus. So you are the giver of wisdom, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. So we pray, Father God, for the leadership that you arise, O God. Arise, O Father, and let all your enemies be scattered in the mighty name of Jesus. We continue, Father God, to pray for the sick, Father, those who are suffering from all other sicknesses and diseases, including those who are affected by this COVID-19, Lord. We just pray for you are our healer, Lord, for you can heal you. There is no sickness or disease that you cannot heal, Father. We just pray, look at our health system, Father. Things are falling apart, but we run to you, Father. We run to you, Father, the one who is able to bring order in things that are out of order, the one who is able to make crooked ways straight, the one who is able to smooth and rough places. We just surrender this whole situation to you, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, and we cry unto you, Father, the one who hears and wipes our tears. We pray this morning, Father, for your healing, your protection. Yes, in the mighty name of Jesus, and all those who are on the front line, the essential workers, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, that you continue to protect and shield them, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, the doctors, the caretakers, the nurses, the research people, the scientists. I pray, Father God, in the name of Jesus, the cleaning crew, Father, the technical crew, Lord, even the safety crew, Lord, in the name of all sorts of forces, they run and help, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We just put this whole situation in your hand, Lord. We pray for wisdom, Father God, that you give them wisdom, that each and every one of them, from the leadership, starting from the leadership and trickle down all to the lowest person, Lord, everybody to work as a team, everybody to do what needs to be done in one accord and stay connected, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God, because there is no depth we can fall in that you cannot come and rescue us. There is no height we can run to that you cannot reach us, Father. Even the width is never wide enough that you cannot reach us. So, Father, we are not beyond redemption. We are not beyond recovery. We are not beyond your rescue, Lord. So we run to you, Father. We intercede and stand on the gap for nations, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, for you are an able God. You are a merciful God. In the mighty name of Jesus, even during this unstable time, Father, we just pray, Father God, for your people, that you continue to sustain them, Father. Provide all the resources, the financial resources, the manpower resources that are necessary and needed to sustain your people, Father, cooperatively as nation and individually, Father, and family-wise, Father. Most lot of families are struggling, Lord, right now. But we know you to be a God who restores. We know you to be a God who rescues. Rescue your people, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We honor you, Lord, this morning. Yes, we say, our Father, you are a good shepherd. Yes, the one who laid down his life for his people. For you are a good shepherd, Father. You make us lie down in green pastures. You lead us beside the still waters, regardless of what is going on. You are still a good shepherd. You are still
a good shepherd, yes, making us lie down in green pastures right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, for you restore our souls, Lord. Restore us, Father. We thank you for restoring us, Father, and for leading us, Lord, in the path of righteousness. For your name's sake, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, even if we pass through the valley of the shadow of death, we will fear no evil. We are not afraid, Father, for we know you are with us, for your rod and your staff, they comfort us, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Yes, even in the midst of this chaos, Lord, you still prepare a table for us in the presence of our enemies, and you anoint our heads with oil. Thank you, Father, for your anointing, because it is your anointing that breaks every yoke in the mighty name of Jesus, and that our cups are running over. They are running over in the mighty name of Jesus for your goodness and your mercy. Yes, they follow us, Lord, all the days of our lives, in the mighty name of Jesus. And this morning, Father, and all the days of our lives, we choose to dwell in the house of our God. We choose to dwell in the house of our God. We thank you, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. So we say, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on this earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thy is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank God this morning. We thank God. We serve a mighty God. Yes, he is a friend that sticks closer than a brother. The one who said he will never leave us nor forsake us. He is forever present in the name of Jesus. Amen. 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 And I say good morning to you again, everybody. We just thank God for what he is doing. He remains God regardless of what is going on, regardless of who fails and who wins, who runs and who walks, who sleeps, who wake up. It doesn't matter. He is God. He remains God. He is the creator of heaven and earth. He is the author and finisher of our faith. So I am so excited with what God is doing. And I am so excited with this week and the emphasis of wisdom. I mean, this week has been an awesome week. And to those who joined us on the middle of prayer, I say good morning to you, and we welcome you here at this hour of power, of prayer, praise, and wash and deliverance, this circle of friends. So we are excited with what God is doing. So we're going to jump into the Word this morning, and I'm going to share a few scriptures with you. I was so excited I might hit some of the scriptures we had earlier, and it's just encouraging and reminding us on those same scriptures. The Word was so good, and we will continue talking about wisdom. Amen, amen. So it's the day, I was so encouraged, and I am still encouraged, and I am so excited. You know, if you were right here and my heart had a zipper, and you will unzip me and see the joy of the Lord inside of me. I am so excited with what God is doing. Amen. So we're going to go to our scripture of the week. And we'll encourage you to have your pen and paper
so that you can take some of these scriptures down. As I said, some of them might be a repeat of what we have done. But the Word of God is new every morning. It's new every morning, and it does not get stale. It does not get old. It does not expire. His Word is fresh every morning. So Psalm 3, verses 13 to 15. That is our scripture of the week. And I just thank God because we also have been praying and fasting the day before yesterday and today. To those who had missed it, it's never too late. You can join us today. And if you choose to do it tomorrow or whenever, you know, whatever you can do, God knows our hearts. He knows what we can do and what we cannot do. It's not a law that you have to do this. But one thing I do know is that fasting is good for us. It's good for you and I. It does not change God who He is. It does not give Him any extra power or remove any power from Him. But it helps us. It changes us. It makes us hear clearly. It makes us be more disciplined and devote ourselves to hear from God. So it helps us. So I encourage you, you know, even if you miss this week, next week, whenever, just try, you know, a day or two a week to set aside for yourself or your family, whichever way you want to do, it is good to do. So Psalm 3, verses 13 through 15. let's see. Okay. Happy is the man that findeth wisdom, and the man that getteth understanding. For the merchandise of it is better than the merchandise of silver, and the gain thereof than fine gold. She is more precious than rubies, and all the things that cast desire are not to be compared unto him. This is the scripture we were running with this week, Psalm 3, verses 13 through 15. And as I said, we will continue talking about wisdom. And wisdom has already been defined. And I can remind you that, you know, wisdom is the ability to acquire knowledge, and when you get that knowledge, to be able to use that knowledge. Some can say wisdom is the quality of having experience, knowledge, and good judgment, the quality of being wise. And last night, I looked on Webster Dictionary, and Webster Dictionary says, wisdom is the soundness of an action or decision with regard to the application of experience, knowledge, and good judgment. So that's what wisdom, it sounds like a mouthful, but the Word of God will you know, and it is important to have wisdom. And we will go through some scriptures and find out what the Word of God say about wisdom, just to add on what we have been hearing throughout the week. So one thing we do know is that whether it has to do with our finances, our health, and but pretty much anything and everything we do in life, we need wisdom. We for
for us to be successful, for us to get good results, we need wisdom. When we talk about finances, you know, just to get to be a good steward of what God has blessed us with, we need God's wisdom, you know. And when it comes even to our health, you know, we need God's wisdom. We need wisdom to be able to be good stewards of our bodies, which are the temple of the Holy Spirit. Because the Bible says your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. So to get the understanding that you are a caretaker, you are a steward of God's temple. If we read in the Bible, even in the Old Testament or the New Testament, we even if you recall Zechariah, when the angel of the Lord visited him, he was a temple caretaker. He was, one of his jobs was to take care of the temple, clean up after the service, make sure, you know, the hymn books are in line, make sure all the trash is picked, the church is, you know, cleaned, and go back on the back door and check, you know, at the back and see all the bathrooms, the restrooms, everything in order. He was the last person to leave the sanctuary, the first person to get at the sanctuary. So if you visualize even our ushers and our hospitality committee or cleaning crew at our houses of worship, the ministries we are in, you know, those places, that sanctuary just doesn't clean itself. There is someone or someone who clean and take care of it. And they do it faithfully and maintain things in order. And you see, sometimes you come in, maybe you are not conscious enough, you just come in and you sit down, but somebody else who has that eye, who will come in, they might see a piece of paper on the floor, you stepped on it and walk and go and sit. Someone comes behind you, will pick it up, they see the flower arrangement on the pulpit is not looking well or is out of, you know, kind of crooked, they walk over there and straighten up things. That's the stewardness, just on the natural, on the outside. So when it comes to our bodies, when it comes to our spirits, we are stewards to take care, you know, what we eat, that we exercise, we drink enough water, we have enough sleep, so that this temple, this house of the Lord can be maintained, can remain strong, so that the Holy Spirit can flow, the Holy Spirit can use us, so that we can travel, we can go out and do outreach ministries. We have to be strong. So we need wisdom just to care for the temple of God, the house of God, which is our body. So everything in life, your household, just to run your daily things, to keep up with your monthly bills, your weekly bills, keep up with this, even going to and fro, go to work and come home for those who work outside home. Even if you have you are self-employed, just to maintain and keep order and things flowing in your self-business, you need wisdom. So wisdom is very important. That when I heard about wisdom earlier this week, it just stirred up my heart. And this whole week, that's all I was feeding on, seeking and praying and asking God to give me wisdom. Because he said so, if you lack wisdom, ask and I will give it to you. So we, as a body of Christ, as a church, as a believer, just to win souls requires also wisdom, because that's what the word says, he that wins souls is wise. So anything and everything is tied up into wisdom. So we're going to dig in into the scriptures to so that we can figure out how to acquire or to obtain this wisdom. So from the scripture we have read, it says happy. This is a different, actually, it is the same version. Happy is a man that finds wisdom. So when you find wisdom, there are benefits for finding wisdom. You have to look for it. You have to work for it. You have to find where it is so that you can obtain it, so that you can have it. And it has benefits once you find it. One of the benefits is you are happy. When you find wisdom, one of the benefits is happy. Some versions say blessed is a man who finds wisdom. So you get happy, you get blessed when you find wisdom. We all know what happiness is. We all know what blessedness is. When a person is happy, when a person is blessed, they do not frown their faces. They are smiling, they are joyful, they feel good, and it shows that they are pleasurable, they are happy, they are excited, you know, because they have found wisdom. So that's the benefit. Just for the sake, that happiness you are looking for, that happiness you desire, we need wisdom. Because that's one of the benefits of having wisdom, is to be happy, to be blessed when we get wisdom. Because wisdom comes with its packages. And its package, within that package, there is happiness, there is blessedness. As David says, wisdom is more precious, right where we read. It's more precious than rubies. And we know what rubies are. Rubies are those precious stones, those very expensive stones. Actually, a ruby, if I understand well, is that stone that looks like pinkish, like purplish. It's very beautiful. It's one of those gemstones. And when you read, actually, I want us to read Job 28. This really blessed my soul this week. Job 28. I'm going to encourage you to read the whole chapter, Job 28, from verse 1 through 28. But this morning we are going to read from the middle, from verse 12 to 28. I'm going to use the English Standard Version. But they, starting from verse 12, but where shall wisdom be found? And where is the place of understanding? Man does not know its worth. And it is not found in the land of the living. The deep says, it is not in me. And the sea says, it is not with me. It cannot be bought of gold and silver. It cannot be bought of gold, and silver cannot be weighed as its price. It cannot be valued in gold or ophir, in precious oxy or sapphire. Gold and glass cannot equal it, nor can it be exchanged for jewels of fine gold. No mention shall be made of coral or of crystal. The prize of wisdom is above pearls. The topaz of Ethiopia, of Africa, cannot equal it, nor can it be valued in pure gold. From where then does wisdom come? And where is the place of understanding? It is hidden from the eyes of the living and concealed from the birds of the air. Abaddon and death say, we have heard a rumor of it with our ears. God understands the way to it. He knows its place. For he looks to the ends of the earth and everything under the heaven. When he gave it to the wind, its weight, and apportioned the waters by measure. when he made a decree for the rain and a way for the lightning of the thunder, then he saw it and declared it. He established it and searched it out. And he said to man, behold, the fear of the Lord, that is wisdom, to run, turn away from evil, is understanding. Amen. This is the English Standard Version. But when you read this chapter of Job 28, the first 11 verses on Job, he is talking, or just to sum it up, he talks about wisdom and civilization and development and advancement of humankind. He talks about, this is my summarization in my own interpretation. You can see how, you know, when you read and you can just visualize how roads and railroads are made and tunnels, these tunnels that are made between the trees. And when I used to live in Virginia Beach, there are some tunnels that go through the, under the water, through the, you know, down in the sea and parted and make tunnels, and you go in the water and you come out again. It's just amazing with all that, the waterways, the airways, the skyscrapers, all these tall buildings and everything, all these constructions. And Job says, no, that's not where wisdom is. This is just man wisdom. These are man-made things. Hasn't it? I have driven through the mountains of Tennessee, and the roads are like snakes. And in the mountains, and you wonder in your mind and say, how did people put a road right there? And Job said, that's not the wisdom. That's not enough. And then where we read, from verse 12 going to 28, then he's asking the question. And he said, okay, after all these things they can make people made, all these roads, all these skyscrapers, all these, you know, stones, precious gemstones, and you call it dust, you call it nothing? So where do we find wisdom? Where is the place of understanding? Where can we find it? And then when we continue reading, he talks about men know not the price thereof. No man knows the price of wisdom. I am down now on verses 12 going down. I'm on verse 13. Men do not know the price thereof. They don't know the price of wisdom. Neither is it found on the land of the living. It's not there. With all these things we see, it's not even there. The depth says, now he's asking, is it down under there? You see how they dig down looking for oil, looking for gold, looking for all these minerals? And he says, I looked down on verse 14 in the depth, and the depth said, no, it is not in me. You can dig all you want. No, it's not here. And the sea calls out and says, no, it's not with me. So with all the digging, all the searching, with the level of technology we have now, you know, we do some dredging over here in Charleston, and when you see the machines and all the research scientists and the geologists, and they dig, they reach to the rock bottom in the sea, in the ocean, and they go there and say and try to scrap it. But the seas are calling out, no, I don't have it. I don't have this wisdom. With all this technology, with all these amazing things that just keep your mouth open, it's not there. There is no wisdom. And on verse 16, It says it cannot be valued with gold or any precious stones or sapphire, all these precious gemstones. When you look at all these stones, these precious stones, they are jewelry worn by queens and kings and celebrities and those who have money, who are rich. You know, sometimes people, when you walk around, they look at what kind of jewelry you are wearing. It might be your earrings, it might be your rings, your necklace. You know, some they even know the stones. I know that last year when I was making jewelry, I got to learn different stones that I did not even know. You know, there are different types of stones and qualities and, you know, values and all that, the, you know, pearls and the different kinds of stones. But that as valuable as we think they are, as expensive as we think they are lesser of a value than wisdom. You know, all the gold crystals and everything else, they are not. No mention shall be made of corals and pearls, for the price of wisdom is above rubies. That's verse 18. These are all the jewels under the sea. You know, they come from the sea, from the ocean. Some of them, they can't even reach them. The ones, the pearls they get from the shells, you know, the fish shells, some of them, they can't reach them. I heard years ago when there was a tsunami. With the tsunami, it dug all those shells that were at the bottom and put them at the shore. That's how they found other pearls they had not found before, because men could not reach them. It took a tsunami to bring it out, all those rubies, all those topaz and stones, even from Ethiopia, from Africa. Those expensive ones, they cannot value or surpass the value of wisdom. So here the writer Job and the writer, they are trying to make us understand it, that whatever we think is valuable, whatever we think is expensive, it's of a lesser value than the price of wisdom. My grandson was showing me this car. It looked like a bed. It opens, the way it opens its doors, like it has wings and opens sideways and open backwards. You don't even see the door handle. You don't even see this, the tires are hidden. I mean, it's like a machine. And he said, it's a car. And I'm like, wow, they make that? People buy those? And he's like, oh, yeah, go. It's very expensive. I mean, it costs millions. I'm like, what, a car? I can, not millions, you know. But with all that technology, with all those inventions, they cannot be valued as wisdom. That's how precious 20 says. Whence then come wisdom? And where is the place of understanding? So where does this wisdom come from? Where can we find this wisdom? How deep can we go? How high in the skies can we go? Where is her home? Where does he live? Where is he from? Where is wisdom from? Is she from a small town, a big town? Where can we find this wisdom? And on verse 22, that's where it all begins. Destruction and death say, we have heard the fame thereof with our ears. So now on verse 22, destruction and death, now they called out. All these others called out and say, no, we don't know. We haven't seen him. We don't know where to find him. But destruction and death says, oh, yes, we have heard his fame with our own ears. Verse 23, God understands the way thereof, and he knoweth the place where there is. He knows, God knows where it is. For he looked to the ends of the earth and see under the whole heaven to make the weight of the wind. He says, this God who made the weight of the wind, he knows how much wind weighs. And he knows how much water is in the sea. He knows how much water is in the ocean and how much it weighs. This God, this is Death now explaining where and how they heard it with their ears. That God, he understands the where they is, where this wisdom is and where it can be found. And he said, this same God used that same wisdom to make decree of the rain and the way of the lightning and thunder. He knows where, how far, and where lightning can strike, and how far it strikes, how thunder comes. This God and death and destruction said, we heard him with our ears. God knows. Then he said, to see it and declare it and be prepared. Yeah, and search it. And there we go on verse 28. And unto men he said, behold, the fear of the Lord, that is wisdom, the fear of the Lord is wisdom. The fear of the Lord, that is wisdom. And to depart from evil is understanding. So all these places we are searching, all these things we are doing, no, we can do all those things, yes, but the fear of the Lord, that is wisdom. The beginning of wisdom, that is the wisdom. And to depart from evil, that is understanding. And I'm going to give you a few more verses to take with you. Proverbs chapter 1, we spent a lot of time earlier this week on these verses, verses 7, 20 to 23. The fear of the Lord, this is David now, he figured it out. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, is the beginning of knowledge. But the fools despise wisdom and instruction. This is what wisdom is all about. And this same wisdom, when you continue reading on verse 21, it says, this wisdom cries out into the chief place of conscience. In the opening gates, in the city, she utters the word saying, how long, you simple ones, will you love simplicity? And scorners delight in their scorning, and fools hate knowledge. How long are you going to resist this wisdom? How long are you going to stay out there resisting this wisdom? And Proverbs 2, verses 4 through 6. And says that you cannot seek him from silver or gold or any treasures. You cannot find it there. But the Lord, he is the one who gives wisdom. Out of his mouth comes knowledge and understanding, only from God. Proverbs 4, 7. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. Sell it. Do not get rid of it. When you get understanding. In all the getting, get understanding. Isaiah 33, verse 6. And wisdom and knowledge shall be stability of thy times and strength of salvation. And the fear of the Lord is in his treasure. So they figure it out, that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. God is wisdom. The Lord is wisdom. And to depart from evil is understanding. So all other places we are searching, we will not find him, except if we seek and lean And James chapter 3, verses 13 to 18, in the book of James, that's another good read. And he says, who is wise? Who is a wise man and endured with knowledge among you? Let him show out of good conscience his works and meekness of wisdom. So when you gain this wisdom, it is shown out by what you do. And what you do is good when you have this wisdom. And it will be exhibited. I will encourage you to read it. And the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace of them that make peace. Those that have wisdom, it will be shown with the fruits, how they carry themselves, how they have a conversation. So wisdom comes also with the way you talk. Your tongue, to be able to control your tongue. 23:23, and it says, once you find it, once you buy this wisdom, once you find it, do not sell it, do not let it go. Buy the truth and sell it no more. Don't sell it again. Also, wisdom and instruction and understanding. Once you get hold of it, don't let it go. James 1, verses 5 through 6. And it says, okay, all this, now you understand the man wisdom and the godly wisdom. What, you can have man wisdom without godly wisdom, and you don't have wisdom. But when you have godly wisdom, once you have it, it's a full package. It taps into man wisdom. So once you have it, and he said, once you have it, don't sell it anymore. Don't lose it anymore. And James says, now you understand that there are two kinds of wisdom, the man wisdom and the godly wisdom. But the better of them all is the godly wisdom, because the godly wisdom surpasses the manly wisdom. And James verse, chapter 1, verse 5 and 6, he says, okay, then you understand, but you don't have it. Here is how you can get it. If you lack wisdom, if anyone lacks wisdom, let him ask God, and that God, he give all men liberally. He give it without upholding, without holding back. And when you ask him, he will give it to you. But there is a condition in your asking. Verse 6. Because most of us, we want to dwell on verse 5. If any man lacks wisdom, let him ask God, and God give it without withholding, he give it liberally, without holding back. But there is a catch. For you to receive that unmeasurable wisdom from God, you have to fulfill the condition on verse 6. But let him ask in faith. Nothing wavering, no shaking, no ifs and buts, but by faith, trusting him that he will give it to you. For he that wavers, he that shakes around, that doubt is like a wave of the sea driven with wind, tossed to and fro. So we can get wisdom, but we have to ask in faith and believe God that he give us. Not to ask God for wisdom, and then after asking, when you say amen, you start saying negative things about the prayer request, about the thing, the very thing you asked God, and start calling yourself negative names, or even our children, our grandchildren. We need to speak positive, to speak blessing over them, and by faith. And if we would continue, you see that it is also tied to the power of the tongue. That everything we say, there is life or death, is controlled by the power of the tongue. But this morning, now we know what wisdom is all about. Now we know where wisdom comes from, that it does not come from the bottom of the seas. It does not come from the depth of the ground. We can dig any deep on the earth Oh, we can go as wide as we can go in the skyways. There are highways up there in the sky that control the flies, know which way to go, which direction, or who stops, who lands, who flies. They know that, but that's not what wisdom is. God is the giver of wisdom, and he has it. And he says, if anyone wants it, ask me in faith, and I will give it to you. So this morning, I decree and declare by faith, that faith that the word of God says, the faith like a mustard seed, that's all we need, that small faith. And say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I decree and declare that you give us your wisdom, Father. Your people, or every person under the sound of my voice. Increase our wisdom, Father. Some of us have it. Sometimes we forget. Sometimes we let it go. But as of now, going forth, as we have found wisdom, we are not going to let it go. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you, Father, for you are a giver of wisdom. You do not withhold. I thank you, Father, wisdom. To do our daily duties, care for our families, even at our lines of work, Father. We need your wisdom, Father. In the name of Jesus, some of us need wisdom to be good caretakers of our bodies. For our bodies are the temple of the Holy Spirit. So we take care of our bodies. Know what to eat. Take enough rest. Do some exercises. In the name of Jesus, the finances, Father, you bless us. We make just as much as the person who sits in the next cubicle, who lives in the next house beside us. But we seem like every month we struggle because we are not good stewards of the blessings you give us. We pray, Father God, that you give us wisdom, that we are good stewards of the finances you give us, Lord, that we are wise and know where to sow, that we sow on good ground, Father, so that we can reap fruit. Give us wisdom that we do not eat our seed, Father, for you give seed to the sower and you give food to the hungry. And we pray, Father God, that you give us a seed that we sow so that it will produce fruit. And much, much fruit in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord. Bless your people, these intercessors, Father. They stand on the gap in the mighty name of Jesus, interceding for others. I bless them this morning. In the name of Jesus, I honor you. I glorify your name. Every prayer need, every prayer request that has been on their heart, those things they wanted to call out loud to this morning. I pray that every need has been met, every request has been met, everything that is out of order is being put in order, making all crooked ways straight, strengthening all rough places in the mighty name of Jesus. And we consider it done in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. We just thank God and praise God that he is so good for giving us this opportunity. And as I always say, your weekend this weekend is going to be better than last weekend. You all have a blessed weekend. And I'm going to leave this time to Pastor Darlene in Jesus' name. And amen, amen, amen. Is Pastor Darlene here?
Yes, amen, praise amen, God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you for this wonderful meal today. I'm just feeling full of the word. It was just so powerful. I am so grateful for you, Pastor Celeste, and what you shared today, and thank God for this entire week. It has been a beautiful week, and I pray that each and every one has received something that you will carry with you throughout the day, and not just today, but throughout your life. So I love each and every one of you, and I pray that you will come back on Monday and see what the Lord has for us. We will continue to sup of the word of God. You know, as we feed our souls, feed our spirits, we will rise up in the Lord. We will continue to strengthen and We will not be worried about the world and what is going on. We will continue to pray for the world. We need to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, we know that God is taking care of everything out there at this point. So everybody have a beautiful weekend. I love you. And take care. Go in the spirit of Elisha and Jehu. That's the spirit of zealousness for the things of God. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Well, praise the Lord. We are so grateful for each and everyone who has joined us today. There may be someone out there who has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved as you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart. If you will repeat after me, Dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart that Jesus died, was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. Well, we thank God for each and everyone who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. And what I would suggest is that you find a good Bible-teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. Right now, if you desire to send a donation, an offering, or gift to support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministry. The address is 3171 Ardley Road, Southwest. The street is spelled A-R-D-L-E-Y. That's 3171 Ardley Road, Southwest, in the city of Atlanta, Georgia, zip code 30311. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log into blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com. Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278961 pound. Select the pound sign for current session. And if you desire to listen to a previous session, please give me a call or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life and that you live in continuous abundance. And I decree that the favor of God continues to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.